Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. I take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country. I was welcome back. National Talk Black, have your saying yarn up strong. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yes, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. Go across the country, 1 hour program. And we want to give a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the beautiful country. Ours, Deadly Black Network, and all our yarns, all our stories, and all the stuff we talk about on First Nation Radio Station you don't hear on mainstream radio. So do utilise the fantastic programs we have available on First Nation radio stations. Fantastic. Now, new research reveals powerful impact of peer support programs for parents of sick and premature babies. Now, every year in Australia, more than 48,000 babies are born premature or sick. And sadly, children of parents with poor emotional health are less likely to thrive. New study finds peer support programs improve parental mental health, reduce parental stress, improve connection and bonding, and improve breastfeeding success. This miracle month of May, the Miracle Babies Foundation is celebrating the vital role of peer support for new parents with premature and sick newborns. We're going to catch up a yarn with Melinda Cruz, founder and board director of Miracle Babies Foundation. On the line, Melinda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Melinda? You there, Melinda? Hello, Melinda. Just lost Melinda. You there, Melinda? No, we'll try and get Melinda back. That's Melinda Cruz, founder and a board of director of Miracle Babies Foundation. And as I just stated in the headlines, their new research reveals powerful impact of peer support programs for parents of sick and premature babies. And it's about getting the foundation for the parents to make a strong foundation for our newborns. That's what it's all about, and premature babies, sick babies, you know. We need a lot of support there for our parents. And the survey and the findings have found, sadly, children of parents with poor emotional health and less likely to thrive. So we need to work closely on that space. But we'll catch up with Melinda Cruz and find out that space exactly. While we're doing that, let's just go to Charlie Anderson, Little Bush Shack, Do Enjoy, and we'll be back soon with National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
On and a 1 week off. Well, when it's time to leave, well, I hit the clock. I'm flying over the sea to the Little Bush Shack.
Yeah, from Little Bush Shack, Charlie Anson, to the studios here at Bumabrip Media. Going to catch up with Melinda Cruz. You there, Melinda?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you. Lost
you
there.
How are you?
I'm good. Where are you based, Melinda?
Down in Sydney.
All right, lovely.
Down in Sydney, yep.
Thank you. Now, founder and board director of Miracle Babies Foundation. We're just talking about the title here, and the new research reveals powerful impact of peer support programs for parents of sick and premature babies. So it's about looking after the our parents in regard to our newborns, make sure we're a strong foundation for both, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I've gone through the experience three times. I've got three boys that spent time in a NICU. So I know all too well, you know, the emotional toll it does take on families and on parents trying to navigate their world and going through that journey.
Can you tell us more about the study there, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So what it's found is that when you allow parents to connect to other parents and families who have been through a similar experience to what they've gone through, that peer support changes the emotional and mental health of that family. Mm-hmm. So helping them, give them more confidence in the NICU, better bonding, as you said, better breastfeeding rate, reduces parental stress, anxiety. It makes for a healthier family. And I remember when I first approached the hospital about the idea and the concept of the foundation, and one of the doctors said to me, you know, what they do in the NICU medically and physically for the babies is world class, but he said if we don't look after the emotional stability of the family we're sending them home to, we're only doing half our job. And it was so true.
Yes, exactly. Well, it is two, if not twins or triplets or what have you, but there's two people involved here. That's a newborn and the mother, of course, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that an offspring to the father as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. We know one of the biggest ways to allow parents to have connection is through skin-to-skin holding, which is called kangaroo care.
Yes.
And it's so vital that dads also do that. That just that one action can help a baby regulate their temperature, their heart rate, their breathing, less hospital stays, less infections. Like, it just has this such a positive impact when you stop seeing parents as visitors of the babies, but a really crucial part of their care team.
Well, Melinda, we're talking connection, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And it's been devastating during COVID with restrictions. You know, some hospitals have not allowed parents to visit. Some, you know, with restrictions, they've been separated, so only one parent at a time, one parent a day. It's been really horrifying. Like, it's really upsetting to not keep families together, which is so important.
And what's your advice for Aussies looking to get involved in Miracle Month of May?
Yeah, so this is our day to really, our month to really try and raise awareness and hope that people will get involved. If they jump onto our website, which is miraclebabies.org.au, we have so many different opportunities that they can help us. There's Move for Miracles. We have a quadruple giving day, which is coming up. They can host an event for us. Lots of ways that they can help us do that, the work that we do, and support more families.
And extended families can support as well, the parents for the newborn. There's support in the family sense as well, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, siblings, everybody they say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, when a child's sick or premature and has a long time, you know, not only that hospital stay, but also once they get discharged, everybody needs to be, you know, hands on deck and be supportive and be supported.
And where can Australians go for more information regarding this, Melinda?
Yeah, the website's probably our best place. There's lots of education and information there. And also to connect with us on social media. We have a big Facebook presence. We're across all the platforms. So any way that parents want to get in touch and be connected to other families, they can do that through us.
Look, a very important space. And thank you very much for sharing, Melinda. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon.
Yep, thank you so much for having me.
You take care, Melinda. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adele Yande. Melinda Cruz, her name is, founder and board of director of Miracle Babies Foundation, as the new research reveals powerful impact of peer support programs for parents of sick and premature babies. And, of course, in the last couple of years, thanks to COVID-19, that has widened in regard to that space and parents making connection with their babies. So very important space. Need to look after our newborns and give a strong foundation for both mother, father and the child, of course. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Added the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
Last time I saw her, it was turning colder, but that was years ago. Last I heard, she had moved to Boulder. Where she's now, I don't know. There's something about this time of year that spins my head around. Takes me back, makes me wonder what she's doing now. 'Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear a call each time the what she's doing now. Just for laughs, I dialed her old number, but no one knew her name. Hung up the phone, sat there and wondered if she'd ever done the same. I took a walk in the evening wind to clear my head somehow. But tonight I lie here thinking what she's doing now. 'Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows what she's doing now is tearing. What she's doing now.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416. kubaya dare. Kubaya dare.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, good morning, Yarraba. Too deadly. That's Barry Cedric, Yarraba, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And the brother's the ball. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. I'm the host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program. Murray just steering the ship. So have your say in Yarn Up Strong. And like I said, a very good morning to all the mob there across this beautiful country of ours and all their First Nation radio stations too, Deadly Black Network and the Yarn Firm Mob. Let's go to NRL. What's the news and looking at the scores over the weekend? The Broncos got up against the Rabbitohs, 32 points to 12. And they say success is the best revenge. And there it is, Reynolds having a win against his old club. The Raiders defeated the Bulldogs, 14 points to 4. The Panthers lost to the Eels. So it's the first time losing a game for 2022 season. The Premiers, 22 points to 20. Eels got up, and Eels are the only team that's beat the top two teams. That's Melbourne Storms and Penrith Panthers. So Eels on a roll there. The Sea Eagles got up over the West Tigers, 36 points to 22. The Roosters annihilated the Titans, 44 points to 16. The Cowboys also got up against the Knights, 36 points to 16. Storms, once again, 42 points to 6, defeated the Dragons. And they got the top of the table clash happening this weekend at Suncorp for the NRL Magic, where the Storm will be taking on the Penrith Panthers. But with that win, 42 points to 6 against Dragons, got injury there to Pappenhausen, who may be out for a couple of weeks with a knee and hamstring. So there it is. Sharks defeated the Warriors, 29 points to 10, with only 12 players, with Kennedy being suspended or being ousted out from the game in the first 17 minutes. So they played with only 12 men, and that hasn't happened since back in 2014, they reckon. Now, up-and-coming games is the NRL Magic happening at Suncorp Stadium. All games, all teams. Friday night, Bulldogs up against the Knights. Seagulls up against the Broncos. Then on the Saturday, we've got the Warriors up against the Rabbitohs. Titans up against the Dragons. Top of the table clash, Storms up against Penrith. And that's on Saturday night. And then on the Sunday, you've got the Sharks up against the Raiders, Roosters up against the Eels, and West Tigers versus the Cowboys, the last game there. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Sleepless nights, if you never had crying eyes, if your heart never gone as well like it will burst, then you need not anticipate that you will be called zealous. Oh, the Lord, oh, oh.
nights. He sees you when you have crying eyes. He knows when your heart is overwhelmed, as if it will break. Now all you got to do is call out to the Lord, to the Lord.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, the Melbourne Demons reveal name change for AFL Indigenous Round. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Indigenous Demons great Aaron Davey, who travelled down to Melbourne for the launch and got him on the line. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Trev. Going well, thank you.
Too daily, brother.
Yeah, as you mentioned, yeah, I was pretty fortunate to get invited down to Melbourne last week from my old footy club, Melbourne Demons, and be a part of a significant and historic event for the football club, but also more for the broader footy community and the Indigenous launch, and to be MC of that as a life member and be asked for special. So, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Hats off to AFL. I'm doing fantastic in this space, Indigenous Round. So Melbourne Demon have revealed a name. Can you share with us the name?
Yeah, so one of the young Indigenous artists, and funny enough, I coached her in my Victorian programs, which was 15, about 5 years ago, young Kaya Nicholson. So
yep.
It was awesome. So they've come up first. You know, obviously the name change, and they've got a new jumper, but the name NAM Football Club. So,
NAM is it? Sorry, NAM.
Yeah.
NAM.
So yeah, yep. It's spelled in a RRM.
Yep.
And that there is, you know, obviously the traditional Aboriginal name of, funny enough, of Melbourne, and you know, the language of the Wurundjeri people, which is the traditional owners of the city. So. Melbourne, we're pretty fortunate enough, MCG being our home ground, but to think, you know, to go the traditional name of the traditional custodians of the land, and, you know, I was pretty blessed as well, having one of the most amazing Aboriginal ladies and Wurundjeri elder, Nunny Joy Murphy Wandon.
Yes.
She's a lovely lady, and you see her around doing a lot of the Dreamtime at the G, you know, welcome the country. So all in all, it was a really special day, and, you know, one for me to be a part of, but our football club, Melbourne Football Club, is doing their part in reconciliation in Australia. Exactly. And I can only imagine every other football club will follow suit. And we do know the, you know, the power of what sport does and makes change. And hopefully this is one of those steps forward as a country.
So, Aaron, did the Demons got in touch with you to fly down for the ceremony? Is that right?
Yeah, so Matty Whelan, he's a life member, obviously my big brother Matty. Me and him played down at Melbourne, mentored me, and he's the welfare, Indigenous welfare guy down there now. And we were just only having a chat about 2 weeks ago about, you know, going down and doing stuff. And then he rang me back that day and said, would you be open to coming down? The club would love for you to come down. So
yeah. Yeah.
It was silly, yeah, not to jump at the opportunity because I haven't been down there for a fair few years. So,
yes. So explain to the listeners out there your career pathway in regard to your career with Melbourne Demons. You only played with one club, didn't you?
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough to be rookie listed back in 2003 to the Melbourne Football Club, and started my first season in 2004, and yeah, spent 10 years and had my opportunities, as clubs do. They try and you know, take blokes away, but I always said I wanted to be a one club player, and
yeah,
loyalty's one of the biggest things, part of my life and my family, and you know, that goes back up in Darwin, our family club, Palmerston Magpies, and you know, Melbourne was awesome. 10 years there, and it helped shape me to be the person I am, and played a massive part in my life. And yeah, so like I said, it's always good to be going back, and to think, you know, that's the oldest club in the AFL, 170 years, and I'm the only ever Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander player to win the club best and fairest, and a life member, and still both games, any Indigenous players. It's a pretty humbling feeling.
Exactly, Flash. Now, what are you doing now? You're coaching here in Cairns, is that right?
Yeah, so I've moved up here, and obviously moved up about 4 years ago now to be closer to the kids. So my kids had relocated, and they're one of the best moves and decisions I've made. And I was looking at dipping my foot in the coaching ranks up here, and I was coaching down in Victoria, and there was a big opportunity, and it was obviously going to be a tough one, and Cairns City Lions, and you know, I went there with no expectations, and it, and other than just to give back and help a club that was virtually on its knees, and
won the premiership last year.
Yeah,
first off about 38 years.
It's pretty surreal feeling, and but it's amazing what happens when you know, you put a structure in place and build a culture, and you get everyone to buy in, and everyone has ownership of it, and makes things a lot more smoother. And you know, we've got a pretty amazing family orientated club, and
yes,
we've got three really successful teams, senior teams, and even more importantly, we've got a really strong junior base, and one of the, you know, like special good junior base coming through. As you could see last year, that's what we invest in, and we had about 8 or 9 from our under-8s that have played from under-8s. So we've got a really strong core base that you can't really put a price on, because the friendships they've built since they're all kids. And, yeah, like I said, it was special. And to think our footy club now is, we're going into our third game tomorrow and sitting undefeated at the moment.
There
it's going to be
go.
A long season. We know everyone's coming for us. But
got nothing to do with the players. It's all the coach.
Yeah, oh, I don't know about the coach. Oh, I'm getting a bit too old there. But we've been able to recruit, you know, really good players for our young guys. And
yes,
as you know, we've got Robbie Turnbull, who just moved over from Darwin, and Timmy Eldridge. And yeah, very, very fortunate enough to get a phone call of Jakey Long a couple of years ago. Said he was relocating, and you know, mate, to have someone of his caliber at our football club, and our boys absolutely love him, and he's a leader in every way. It's the way he goes about it on and off the footy field, and probably why he's the best player in the competition.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And what are you doing in for quid, brother? What are you doing job wise?
So at the moment, I'm a vet teacher out of Jarrigan College, and doing an AFL academy out there. So I work with a lot of young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men and women that do come over for boarding school, and pretty blessed and fortunate enough. Obviously, it's not only the Cape where Jarrigan look at, they sort of do, you know, have a feel over in the Northern Territory, and we've got a few Yunnamu kids that come over, and yeah, it was pretty fitting because Liam Jarrow, who I used to mentor, they're all his little cousins, and we know they love footy, so They make my day awesome, and you know the joy they bring me, and vice versa. And you know, that's one of my passions is giving back to the next generation coming through, and hopefully develop them into great leaders, not only for the school, but more importantly their communities.
Yeah, exactly, brother. And when you're doing something you love and you're getting paid to do it, the best job in the world, and you're doing just that, Aaron. Hey, great talking with you, my brother. Thank you for sharing, and all the best to Lions here in Cairns, and all the best to the Demons. Go the Demons, brother.
Thanks, Trev. Keep doing a good job, brother.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. Adela Yarn there, that's Indigenous Demons, Melbourne Demons great, Aaron Davey, who resides here in Cairns and coaches the Lions, City Lions here in Cairns, who took at the Premiership last year in 2022 and looking doing a fantastic job. But he was invited down to Melbourne for the Melbourne Demons to reveal the name change for the AFL Indigenous Round, which the Melbourne Demons are now called NARM. N-A-R-R-M, NARM, for the Indigenous Rounds in the AFL and AFLW beyond this year. So that's fantastic, and he's a true deadly player, a true sportsman person for Melbourne Demons, Aaron Davey. Like I said, first Indigenous person to win the best and fairest for the club. So that's how deadly he was. Spent 10 years with him. Got offered to go to other clubs, but not stuck to his guns. Loyal man, as he stated, to stay with the Melbourne Demons. Too deadly. Have you say your mob, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry.
Gondola, we dance. Tokorpa, we hold our stories. Barnayara, Mother Earth, Karangara for you and me.
Yeah, Gondola, the Yubba Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black it is. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the team down there at NERS, housed at Beamer's office, Brisbane Digital Media Association, a daily network. To all our mob down that way. Too deadly. Let's look at the AFL scores and results. Port Adelaide PA got up against Western Bulldogs, 86 points to 69. Fremantle annihilated North Melbourne Kangaroos, 102 points to 24. Same thing for Richmond, annihilated Collingwood, 113 points to 86. Gold Coast Suns got up against Sydney Swans, 75 points to 61. Geelong Cats defeated GWS, 88 points to 35. The Bombers had a win up against Hawthorn, 108 points to 81. Brisbane Lions defeated West Coast Eagles, 105 points to 30. Win there by Melbourne Demon after just talking to Aaron Davey, and former AFL Demon associate there. And that's 93 points to 55. The Melbourne Demons got up against St Kilda. Carlton defeated Adelaide Crows, 116 points to 68. So there it is regarding the score. Hope your team won. If not, back to the drawing board. 8 minutes left on the program here. National Talk Black. Have you saying went Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Beat them alive.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Warren. We've been Murray Yearly here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call your mob. Have you say, yarn up strong. Looking at top stories in the news today, why acting on climate change may require one of the biggest increases in mining the world has ever seen. The rush to renewable energy means a new mining boom, but first Australia needs to make some tough choices. We're talking electric cars, solar panels, large batteries and wind turbines. The technology need to go green relies on what can be a dirty industry. It's absolutely ironic, but to save the planet, we are going to need more mines, says Alison Britt, Director of Mineral Resources Government Agency, Geoscience Australia. The need for one of the biggest increases in the mining world has ever seen is forcing some tough choices in redrawing old battle lines between environmentalists and miners. So there it is. That's the headline there. Now, top judge in Guy Sebastian case has passed on, has died. Early voting in the federal election starts now. And here's how it works. If you can't make it to the ballot box on 21 May, you can walk into a pre-polling centre and have your say. Elon Musk, a fixer, is quietly tending the world's biggest fortune. And that's the news there. And dig up dirt on enemy. Done. Arrange massive loans. Sure, hire bodyguards, sell homes and lead, at least on paper. A $1 billion neutrinology company. No problem, boss. So that's the man there, billionaire man, having his say. How Australians will be living in 2050 from automatic appliances to drone landing zones. A shock discovery for TV star who was forced to sell Logie to put food on the table. Dennis Waterman, star of Minder and The Sweeney, has died at the age of 74. And how can you beat autoimmune disease? And we've taken their tanks, meet the Ukraine farmers who relish the chance to steal Putin's weaponry. So there it is. There's the news. Your mob has come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black is your program, one-hour program, and live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. But thank you for your time, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and more importantly, stay connected in regarding First Nation health organisations, in regarding looking after yourself and your family in the pandemic that we live in with COVID-19. To Daily Mob, thank you for your company.